I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. A theatrical and punk rock venture in Champaign-Urbana has become an empowering part of the art scene there.
I'm gonna sink my teeth into her. I'm gonna do it.
When they push me, I hurt them.
They will remember this day.
That sound from the pilot episode of GLOW from back in the mid-80s. GLOW stands for the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. A Central Illinois effort offers something similar, as was recently on display at a small venue called Memphis on Main in Champaign.
ID, please, and $7 for the three bands playing tonight and the women's amateur wrestling.
Enter CLAW, Champaign Ladies Amateur Wrestling. Here's Madeline Wolski, who heads the effort, but she goes by another name.
So I'm the Dewey Decimator, librarian from hell, and I am the big old heel of CLAW.
Wolski, a.k.a. Dewey Decimator, says since its inception in 2015, CLAW has become a colorful part of the local community.
We have been welcomed by many demographics. Surprisingly for me, a lot of even very conservative festivals have reached out to us and asked us to perform with them. People love that we're a platform for women to become empowered, but I'm extremely passionate about the fact that the majority of large shows we do are held as benefits for other small nonprofits. We're wrestling in order to give back to the community.
Wolski and her fellow wrestlers are at a show where a couple other bands are playing. The wrestlers themselves are backed up by a band called Bookmobile that's been part of their shtick since the beginning. Luke Burgheader drums for the band.
CLAW is a very punk organization. Feminist women doing theatrical wrestling to a punk rock soundtrack, and we provide that soundtrack.
The performance tonight is campy and exaggerated, but there's still lots of physical talent on display. While the other bands played to a somewhat sparse dance floor, the second the wrestlers begin to prep their set, laying out some mats on the stage, the dance floor gets packed as onlookers clamor to get a good view of the performance. Camilla Glowacki is in the audience tonight. She's been to a handful of CLAW shows before. A band she's in even performed with them once. She's an art educator working at the Krannert Art Museum and a bit of a wrestling fan, it turns out.
It's actually really interesting because in WWE, there's been a recent sort of empowerment and like women's wrestling is taken seriously.
Glowacki says CLAW is a unique addition, building bridges within the Central Illinois art and music scene.
This show in particular, they're having bands play sets in between. I'm always interested in these juxtapositions and like collaborations between creative people in the community working together, and I think it's really cool that they're partnering in that way.
Isabel Skidmore, who prefers going by gender-neutral pronouns, says they found involvement with CLAW to be personally empowering.
I was excited to be able to like show that I could be strong and show that I could put on a show and be funny and like play a character. And also the community of people in CLAW is really, really tight and really nice. All the people in it are so amazing and put in so much work for this thing that we essentially do for free.
Skidmore, whose wrestling character is crafted as an X-Files reference and named Spooky Scully, says one of the coolest things about CLAW has been seeing the reaction from audiences. Skidmore talks about a match that happened at one of the area's First Friday art happenings.
It was really cool to see like young girls sitting there like completely enraptured watching us and like wanting to get pictures with us afterwards, and that was just really incredible that like people are actually watching us and like we're making a difference in people's lives and people are enjoying the show that we put on is really, really nice and really, really rewarding.
While the shows may be intense and full of drama, it's clear the wrestlers have the same sort of camaraderie you see between sports teams and other performers. This time with that extra punk flair and with a message that wrestling, like much else, is no longer just a boys' club. I'm Rachel Otwell.